This is the news and talk of Texas. It's time now for the award-winning CarPro Show. With straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive.
Everything automotive.
Now with his trusty sidekick, Kevin McCarthy, riding shotgun, here's the man they call the CarPro. Jerry Reynolds on 820 AM WBAP.
Good morning. Welcome to the CarPro Show for this 12th day of March, show number 1041. As we've been here on WBAP for 20 years last Saturday, if you missed that show. Big day for us that day. But we're here today to talk about cars. We're going to talk a lot about the auto show that comes up next Thursday through Sunday. We've got special guests coming in at 9:15, Brent Franks and Jim Hardick from the North Texas Auto Dealers Association, and we're going to talk all about the show and what's going on this year. You know, we've missed 2 years in a row of the Dallas Auto Show, which is now the North Texas Auto Show. So this is pretty exciting stuff. I don't mind telling you, I have missed it. We'll be out there next Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Now, the doors don't open till 10, but we'll be there at 9 o'clock, just like we are in studio, and we'll be there till the afternoon. So if you're coming on Saturday, I hope that you will come by and say hi to us. And we are going to give away 4 pairs of tickets between now and 11 o'clock this morning. So all you got to do is listen to win. And my trusty sidekick, Kevin McCarthy, is here. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. What can I win?
2 tickets to the auto show.
Oh, but I don't need any.
No, you don't. No, we'll get you in. No worries.
You sneak me in behind the curtain.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay. So, judging by the most clicked on topics in this week's newsletter, I suppose we ought to talk about a combination of 2 topics. 1, how to save money at the gas pump, and 2, which vehicles are likely to make 200,000 miles without needing replacement?
Yeah, and that's a...
Kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, it does. That's a scientific report on which vehicles make 200,000 miles. And I get those questions quite a bit. And, you know, I go by what I hear listeners tell me. And they actually have stats on it. So, pretty interesting. There were a few surprises on the list, but not greatly, you know, and a lot of it depends too. That was the problem I found with their stats is, you know, if a person didn't maintain their car properly, that's going to have an effect. And most cars today, if maintained properly, will make 200,000. I mean, that's the new norm. If your car's less than, I'd say 10 years old, but you got to do that maintenance. Good information. We had a lot more stuff in there this week. If you have not subscribed yet, then go to, or just send Kevin an email, kevin@carproshow.com, and let him know that you'd like to subscribe. And if you're listening by stream, you're outside the area, you can just go to the front page of carprousa.com, our website, and you can subscribe from there. But if you're in North Texas, that newsletter is just a little bit different. So if you want to talk to me about what's going on in the world of automobiles, here's the phone number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And again, we'll be here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. We have a special guest at 9:15. And other than that, it's all about you and your calls and your questions. So if you're thinking about doing something, run it by me. I'm giving very different advice today than I normally have in the years past. But, you know, I'd still like to hear what you're thinking, and I'll give you the other side of this story, if there is one, or I'll agree with you, or I'll say, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd wait, because for some of you, waiting makes a lot of sense. 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP.
You're such a benefit to the community. I mean, just imagine if there, well, I don't want to, but imagine if there, if you had done something else. I was going to say, imagine if there were no CarPro, but no, imagine if you had done something else with your time. Where would people go for the last 2 years to get really straight talk and honest answers about what's going on automotively?
Well, they wouldn't probably, and there'd be a lot of mistakes being made, you know.
Well, the network news, whenever they bother to cover the microchip shortage, or, you know, that story I saw, I told you about a couple of weeks ago, like it was, you know, dog bites man,
yeah,
man bites dog, the reverse, about, they did a story about how expensive used cars were at the Tote the Note lots in New Jersey. Wow, breaking news that.
Well, one of the stories in the newsletter this week was from Edmunds that said, if you leased a car in 2019, you're sitting on a lot of equity. Well, really?
Yeah.
I've been telling you that for a year.
But quite a bit, like maybe on the average car, how many, how much?
I don't remember what the number was.
I remember a number. I don't know if this is correct, but it was like maybe $7,000 on average.
That sounds high to me, but I'm not, I can't tell you.
But it's substantial.
It's substantial, and for those people who have leased again and again and again, you're not used to that. You're used to just, here's my keys, let's do a new lease. Well, you certainly don't want to do that right now. I think a lot of people that leased in 2020 have also got good equity, too. Depending on what kind of car it is, especially if it's a truck or an SUV. Who brings the show to us today?
Our show today is brought to you by the Sampac 5-Star Ford family of dealerships in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, and in Dallas on the LBJ, not the LBJ, on the Bush. The Audubon Motor Car Group, Fort Worth, shop Audubon.com. Freeman Toyota, just south of the Northeast Mall. Classic Chevy pre-owned, and Classic Chevy fleet at Classic Chevy Grapevine. Rusty Wallace Honda, the Honda King. Park Place Lexus, Plano and Grapevine. Park Place Mercedes, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington. Don Davis Nissan, I-20, east of Collins in Arlington. The Sewell family of dealerships. Denton Chrysler Jeep, Dodge Ram, and Denton Mazda of Denton. Avondale Select, New Brakes Mobile Brake Repair, and City Garage DFW.
And the average guy question of the week is, when giving your tires a safety check, is the tread depth really the only factor that matters? And so I asked our friends at North Texas Fleet Services, intexfleet.com, what their thoughts were. And they said, while tread depth is indeed important when it comes to tire safety, it isn't the only thing that can compromise your tire's performance. Another important factor to consider is how old the tire is. As tires age, the rubber molecules change, causing them to lose structural integrity and grip. Additionally, exposure to UV rays and heat can cause weathering that also damages the tire's structural integrity. You should replace your tire every 6 years, even if they still have tread, and tires become unserviceable after 10 years. Thank you, North Texas Fleet Services. That is good sage advice, things that I totally agree with, and I learned when I was the Ford National Dealer Council chairman and the Explorers were blowing up tires all over the place. I got a real education on tires at that time. 800-288-WBAP is the phone number here. I'd love to talk to you. Let's figure it out together. 800-288-9227. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Brent Franks and Jim Hardick with us to talk about the auto show upcoming this Thursday.
There's nothing quite as sad as someone who hates getting into their car. The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds, will help you find a car you love right here on The Car Pro Show.
Audubon Fort Worth carries 6 iconic brands. Just across the Trinity, you'll find all the finest from across the pond at the intersection of luxury and integrity. Audubon Fort Worth is family-owned, authorized new and pre-owned luxury automobile dealership for BMW, Jag, Rover, Porsche, Volvo, and Volkswagen, and they just published their first edition of a quarterly newsletter for their customers. In it, they take a look at the redesigned Land Rover, Range Rover, Jaguar F-Pace, and the Volkswagen GTI. Plus, they have details on the upcoming all-electric vehicles from BMW, Volvo, and Volkswagen. Visit their website at shopaudubon.com for more information. Audubon, White Settlement, and University in Fort Worth. Shop Audubon.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, here for my friends at the 14 DFW City Garage locations, where you'll find friendly and helpful people and clean, sanitized facilities. City Garage has been taking care of people since 1993, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. They have ASC-certified technicians and they even have a customer shuttle if you don't want to wait. Funny. Take it from me. These folks do great work, and there's one near you. To find all their locations or to book your appointment online, go to citygaragedfw.com.
Let's get right to it. Any make, any model, any condition. I want it. Hello, I'm Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota, and I'm not playing. Used car values are at an all-time high, and that can mean some serious cash for you. So let's do this again. Any make, any model, any condition. We want your car, truck, or SUV at Freeman Toyota. Take just 2 minutes, go to freemantoyota.com, click on the We Buy Cars button, and get your instant quote. Seriously, in seconds. Now here's the best part. That's it. You don't have to do a thing from there. We'll come to your home or office and pick up the vehicle and leave you with a check. It's just that easy. And remember, at Freeman Toyota, we always give you full transparency and our legendary customer service. So remember, at Freeman Toyota, we want your car, truck, or SUV. So go to freemantoyota.com. That's freemantoyota.com.
It only happens once a year, and it's now. Ford Truck Month is on. Convoy trucks are rolling in every day at Five Star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, and Dallas, and they'll take great care of you. They're online at sampack.com.
We're taking care of business.
Keen on the Car Pro Show, Kevin McCarthy, Jerry Reynolds, and a couple of special guests.
Yes, let me introduce our friends. Jim Hardick is here to my left, and he is the president of the North Texas Auto Show.
Co-chair of the North Texas Auto Show.
Oh, co-chair of the show.
Outgoing chairman. I'm just
you're Jim.
You get this job every year. So you must be doing something true. Right.
No, I don't think I am.
One of those things where a bunch of guys line up and they all take a step back.
There you go. I think that's
pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much
on me.
And my old friend Brent Franks, the president of the North Texas Auto Dealers Association. Brent, how you doing, pal?
I am well. I'm excited.
You pulled it off. I didn't think you do. I really didn't think you would.
You know, I take a job. Jim hired me, and I take a job. He put me in front of the board. The board actually hired me, but Jim called me, and he goes, "Would you retire from CBS television to go to work for the dealers?" And I said, "Yes, I would go to work for you at any time." And the dealers that make up the dealer group in North Texas are the best in the country.
No doubt.
And I would have been stupid to turn down the opportunity because, you know, I get hired and start, and then we have something called the pandemic, and I cancel four auto shows. And the thing
good
is,
start.
Yes. I said that too. Tommy. I said it that way. I did. And the thing is, we're a nonprofit, and not the dealers, the association.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
But that's what funds us, is any revenues we generate from the auto show. And it, you know, we're so excited because we have education initiatives. I just gave you a hat from our auto tech competition. Oh. And we have several. We have a Department of Labor apprenticeship program. We have a fast-track five-week program we're rolling out in partnership with Tarrant County College and then Dallas College and Collin College at the end of this semester. And, you know, we're trying to make it so that people have an opportunity to get into the auto industry that don't know anything about it.
Right.
And people can really make a good living with just a little bit of training.
I don't think they know how good a living they can make.
I think
you're right.
I didn't know until I got into this position.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good, honest living, and if you're at the right dealership, you can really make some big money.
Well, you know, the thing is, at the auto show that does begin on Thursday, we will have representation from Collin College, Tarrant College, and Dallas College. And you can learn about career pathways into the industry.
Right.
And talk to people who are actually doing it. In addition to that, you can look at a couple hundred cars that are probably the finest pieces of technology and styling that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're rolling computers these days.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm. And the thing is
if there's chips.
There are chips. And,
yeah.
And
yeah, if there's chips. Yeah. They're rolling iPhones
and you
with
get them
wheels.
Out of the vending machine, too. But yeah, there is that.
You've got the Silverado electric truck coming down Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. And before that, on Thursday, we have the Ford Lightning.
Yes.
And which is probably awesome. And I have not seen it in person yet.
Right.
And then we've got Polestar, we've got Audi, we've got Kia EV6 was probably the finest looking new SUV that's out there. Yeah. I don't say that just because of Jim, but we have
so much technology there
that customers can attendees can go sit and ride with a product specialist, professional driver inside,
outside. You don't have to tell me how. I cannot visualize that. I mean, we've done the show there for, I don't know, 16 straight years. I can't visualize an indoor electric vehicle track. But of course, you don't have to worry about emissions. So
no. No, and in fact, this will be the first indoor track in Texas. It'll be the first time you'll be able to compare a F-150 Lightning with a Silverado EV in the country.
Yeah.
It's the only place it's ever been where we'll have those two vehicles that are game changers for electric vehicles at our auto show that begins this Thursday at Kay Bailey Hutchins Convention Center.
I pulled some strings and arranged for a ride Saturday morning in the Lightning at 8:30 before we come on the air here.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to interview the product specialist.
Are you guys going to turn off all the electricity to the auditorium and the convention hall and just run it with the pickup truck?
You know, we should do that. That's a very good idea.
Stick around, folks. At 11 o'clock,
Kevin, if you would have told me that beforehand, we could have done that. Yeah. But now, I have to find where the bus switch is to flip off the lights.
In regular ride and drives, you've got Acura, Chevy, and Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
And Honda?
And Honda.
And Honda as well.
Okay, I didn't see that.
So those are the ones that go outside.
The ones that go outside.
They go outside and drive them on Dallas City streets. So when you hit a pothole, you know you hit it, you're in Dallas.
Yeah.
You've got good participation from the manufacturers, which was a little surprising considering the fact that they don't have any extra cars to be shipping all over the country.
I've been sending you a list of cars that are going to be there, and that's been slow coming to get there. We just got Toyota and Lexus yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm going to tell you, Chevrolet and Toyota really came to the party.
Well, They know the value of customers not being able to, or customers being able to see all their vehicles in one place.
Right.
So they're taking full advantage of it because it's been over, a year since we've been able to see a full lot?
Well, and Jerry talks about all the time for people who call in and they say, my legs are extra long, or I have short legs and my torso is extra long. Uh-huh. What car would I fit in? And you're going, auto show.
I can't answer those questions.
No, my wife's 4'10". My sister, who's listening from Arkansas right now, she said, say hi, Jerry.
I'll tell her
and
I said hi.
She's 5 foot tall. You've got to know, if you're 7 feet tall, 6 feet tall, 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, unless you sit in that vehicle, and Jerry taught me this years ago. I guess I first met you in 1991 or two.
Yeah.
And you got to get in the vehicle, see if you fit.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. And the other thing is some people have specific space needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need a vehicle that, and Jim, I'm sure you run into this on your showroom all the time. I need something that'll hold a 4x8 piece of plywood.
Yeah.
I got to have X inches of cargo, mm-hmm. you know, and bring your tape measure.
I mean, they know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
And it makes the buying. Will it fit in my garage? You know, that's one, especially with pickups now.
Yeah.
That's a big question I'm getting. That's why every week when I do a review, I put all the dimensions in there.
Mm-hmm. What,
length, width, and height. Just, you know, for those people who need to know if it'll fit in their garage. Now, we've got Thursday and Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9.
Yes, sir.
We've got Sunday, 10 to 7. You can buy tickets online for $15 in advance for people 13 and up, $7 for children 6 to 12. Under 5 is free. Kevin McCarthy age and over is 10, and the military gets in for $10.
They do. And if you go online today, NorthTexasAutoShow.com, and buy online, you actually can buy those tickets for less than $15.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You can.
Oh, that's cool.
You can save $3
and
by
then
doing
all the dealers have discount coupons.
They have some. They don't have as many as we did before. We're ticketless. We're going all electronic this year.
Yeah, I knew that. And because you sent me some, I had to print them.
Yes.
Yeah, we all did.
It was. It's a bit of a different thing, but we're living in different times. And
we are.
And different times bring on better technology, so we're learning that too.
We are going to give away 4 pair of tickets, just as a reminder, between now and 11 o'clock this morning.
I like that.
And then Monday, we'll give away some on our show Facebook page. What is the situation, guys, on mask at the show?
I think it's maskless.
It's a state thing. It's if you want to wear them, you can wear them. If you're sneezing, I'm going to ask you to put a mask on. I don't care if it's flu season, cedar fever, or whatever it is. But the thing is, if you want to wear them, you can wear them. If you don't want to wear them, you don't have to wear them.
I like that.
Yeah. It's Texas.
I remember so well 2 years ago when you called me and said, we're pulling the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the saddest things that I had. It really brought COVID home for me because we took away something that was near and dear to me and has been for all the years I've been here.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of memories going over there to the show, and we used to do. Did we used to do your deal at the show?
Yeah. Oh, 16 years we've done it.
Yeah,
and yeah,
both shows we did Fort Worth too.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I mean, we were both kind of down about that.
Well, because,
we had to. For us, it's huge.
You know, we had to combine them this year for Fort Worth and the Dallas show, which is called the North Texas Auto Show, because so many of our dealers, like Jim and his partners, are putting stores in not just in Dallas and not just in Fort Worth, but all across North Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, go up to Prosper lately and see how big that's grown.
My goodness. We're talking to Brent Franks, the president of the North Texas Auto Dealers Association, and Jim Hardick, the co-chairman of the North Texas Auto Show. Let's put our crystal ball mm-hmm. up on the table.
Sure.
It's a year from now.
Uh-huh.
What do you see? I mean, COVID hopefully will be over by then. The chip shortage will hopefully be over by then. Do you see 2 shows next year?
I see 1 concentrated show that may not look like it has in the past. Just like with this show, we're adding the indoor EV test track, which is a first. We're doing more experiential things. You know, it depends on the participation of the manufacturers. A lot of the manufacturers are trying to do this themselves to where they're only brand exclusive.
Right.
And so we'll look at that. We may have a series of little shows around North Texas.
Cool.
Which could be more focused on, one could be focused on trucks, one could be focused on work trucks, one could be focused on sedans and SUVs.
The thing drives me crazy is some of these auto manufacturers think they can do it online, and not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same experience.
Taking a test drive.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
the same deal.
What other things besides the cars have you got going on out there this year? You know, could people come
we
in?
We have you.
And, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
for
girls.
5 hours. Is there places to eat in there?
There's a cafe. We're setting up a cafe for our first time. We're doing away with the... You know, going to the high school stadium and going up to the counter to get your hot chocolate, your hot dog, and popcorn. You know, I'm old enough where I'm through with that stuff.
Yeah.
So we even have Chick-fil-A there.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so
my
have Chick-fil-A. We have a little cafe area in the middle of the convention center. We'll have a couple of things for. Maybe a little wine. I think the convention center is going to do that.
That ought to spice things up.
For night, at nighttime, from five to 9. We have nothing to do with it. That's their choice, but we gave them permission. If they would set up a several thousand square foot cafe for our attendees, which gives a nice experience, okay, and a place to sit, et cetera. We also have CBS Television is doing a lounge.
Well,
so they're doing a lounge for the EV test track, and they'll be giving away certificates for Paramount Streaming and stuff like that.
Cool. Too. Just a reminder, starts Thursday, runs through Sunday at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. We'll be there from 9 to 2, actually for you 10 to 2 when the doors open, but we'll be there broadcasting live, and we are looking forward. Guys, thank you for your time this morning.
No, thank you. Thank you to Cumulus Radio as well, because Cumulus Radio is actually sponsoring the ride and drive outside.
Yeah. Right now we go to the WBAP newsroom with Dennis Martin.
100 years serving DFW. Trending now.
Trending now.
On WBAP.
And WBAP.com.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is now 3 weeks old. I'm Dennis Martin from the Audi Dallas WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP First Traffic and Weather.
On the ones.
Construction's closed to HOV lanes, both east and westbound I-30 between Jim Miller Road and Northwest Drive. Construction's closed east and westbound I-30's HOV lanes between Center Street and President George Bush Turnpike. With WBAP's First Traffic on the Ones, I'm Dennis Martin. And now the WBAP forecast. Mostly sunny and pleasant today. The high will hit 55 degrees. Sunday, sunny. A little warmer, too. High temperature 67 on Sunday. Right now, we're looking at 39 degrees in Dallas, 38 in Fort Worth. Russia's war on Ukraine is now in its third week, and Russian troops are pressing their offensive across the country. Urban areas are being pounded with artillery and airstrikes, while Russian combat units have fanned out preparation for an assault in the capital city of Kyiv. The older sister of country music legend Willie Nelson has died. Bobby Nelson was 91. She was an original member of the Willie Nelson and Family Band, played piano alongside her brother for more than 50 years. City of Plano has a new distinction. It's listed as the happiest city in Texas, according to a new Wallet Hub survey. The personal finance website ranked 182 cities nationwide. And Plano's spokesperson, Wendy Jorgensen, says there he turned out to be the best in the state.
One thing that we try to do to help people keep emotionally and physically well is that we have 85 parks and 2 nature preserves where people can go out and just breathe in a fresh breath of air and take a nice walk.
Nationally, Plano ranked 22nd overall. I'm Dennis Martin. Our next news update will be at 10 o'clock. Check through back several times throughout your day. Stay informed on the latest with the Russian war on Ukraine with News Talk 820 WBAP 99.5 FM HD2 and WBAP.com.
Here's automotive expert and nationally syndicated talk show host, Jerry Reynolds.
It's Ford Truck Month, and nobody does Truck Month like the Ford DFW 5-star Ford dealerships. Even with the inventory shortages, they're still taking great care of CarPro Show listeners, and unlike other dealers, they're not gouging people. The 5-star Ford promise is simple. If they don't have the new Ford you want, they'll get it for you. And if they can't get it for you, they'll order it. Prioritize that order and keep you updated on its status. Plus, if you order a 2022 F-150 now, you can lock in 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 cash back. Yes, $2,000 is guaranteed, plus 0% APR. Some orders are arriving in 6 weeks or less. So, go to the dealerships that you can trust. 5-star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, or Dallas. And look them up online at sampac.com.
We're taking care of business.
Ram Truck Month is going on now at the new Denton, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. The dealership's name has changed, but General Manager Rick Wick, who I've known for over 17 years, and his crew are still offering comfortable, no-pressure atmospheres, and they're receiving new inventory daily, especially the 2022 Ram trucks. For a limited time on select 2022 Ram trucks, get 0% APR for 72 months. Yes, 0 for 72 months. See dealer for detail. Jeep lovers, they have in stock the new 3-row Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Denton CDJR has what you're looking for, and they will get it for you. And as always, they never charge over MSRP. Call Rick Wick on his cell phone, 214-676-0982. Or go see him at Denton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, I-35E just south of Denton, or online at DentonDodge.com. Offers end 3/30/22. See dealer for details.
What makes Sewell different for me is that I do really feel like I'm a part of the family. What makes Sewell customers so loyal?
I drive a Sewell, and I will always drive a Sewell.
A manner of customer service you cannot find anywhere else.
Every once in a while, you want to be spoiled, and Sewell does that.
It's a full comprehensive experience.
Discover our wide variety of new and certified pre-owned vehicles at our CarPro Certified Sewell Infinity of Dallas or Sewell Infinity of Fort Worth location.
According to Edmunds.com, 8 out of 10 car shoppers paid over sticker price for new vehicles in January. It's true. Many dealers are overcharging their customers. Not at Classic Chevrolet. They never, and I mean never, ever charge over MSRP. Now during Truck Month, you can get MSRP or better on over 400 new Silverados. Yes, discounts are back on the Silverado 1500, and there's never been a better time to get that truck upgrade. Got a trade? They're paying above market rates. Get your instant cash offer with their online Easy Pass. Don't overpay at other dealerships or waste your time searching empty lots. Classic has the biggest truck inventory in all of Texas, and they never charge over MSRP. Find new roads and find out why Classic has been back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the nation. Head to Classic Chevrolet today.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Based on 2020-2021 GM Small Business and Dealer Fleet Deliveries. At the Ford DFW 5-star Ford dealerships, their promise is simple. If they don't have the Ford you want, they'll get it for you. Order a new 2022 F-150 and lock in $2,000 cash back plus 0% APR for 5 full years when it arrives. Don't waste your time. Get to 5-star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Lewisville, and Dallas. Sampac.com.
Taking care of business.
More straight talk and honest answers with the Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
On News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
It is 9:36 and you're listening to WBAP 820 AM. You are not listening to 99.5 FM HD2. That signal is not working today. Probably won't for the next couple of days. So if you're used to joining us on AM and then switching over to FM HD2, you cannot do that today, but they will have it fixed first part of the week. Clear up a little confusion from last Saturday's show if you were listening. I had said that you could get a $2,500 rebate if you financed with Ford and ordered a new F-150. And you could also lock in right now, besides the $2,500, 60-month 0% financing. And then we had a caller that called in and said that he saw an ad for that it was $4,000 in rebates. Mm-hmm. That was not true, and I didn't think it was, but I wasn't sure enough to say it. Come to find out, that was a $2,500 rebate plus a $1,500 dealer discount, which you notice we don't talk about dealer discounts very often anymore. But if you order a truck, you can get that, and from one of the 5-star Ford locations. But here's the best thing I've read in a while.
I'm ready for this.
You order the F-150, you get the $2,500, you get the 60 months 0%, plus the discount of another $1,500, so $4,000 off and 60-month 0% financing. But when you order, you can delete the start-stop button completely.
While they're manufacturing.
Yes, completely bypass it. And it will, there won't, the button.
It won't be there.
It won't be there to turn it off because there's nothing to turn off.
All right.
That was the most exciting thing that I've heard in a while. Makes me want to order one myself. Let's talk to Rusty in Cleburne. Rusty, thank you for holding. We appreciate you. What can I do for you?
Well, my button over here isn't working.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Rusty?
Are we there?
Yeah, that's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Cool.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking my call this morning. So I've got a question. My parents are looking to buy a new vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're 89 and 86, and they're driving a 2001 Cadillac DeVille now.
Whoa, that's a big car.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to question you about. They're thinking about a Chevrolet Malibu. How is that going to compare with basically what they're driving now? My dad has some handicap problems, And I think that the trunk needs to be big enough to carry his walker, or possibly his, if he needs a wheelchair, a wheelchair.
Yeah.
My mom loves the OnStar, and that's why she's looking at a Chevrolet or GM product, so that she can still get her OnStar. So what is comparable to the size of the car that they're driving now? Would the Malibu work?
Oh, it'll work fine. It's not going to be nearly as big nor nearly as heavy. But then on the other side, you know, there's going to be so many things that they can get on that Malibu that weren't even available in 1981, you know, and particularly on the safety side. So fuel economy wise, they're going to save a fortune, which I don't know how much they drive. But, you know, if they do drive some, the difference in fuel economy is going to be terrific. I will tell you this. I believe the Malibu is one of the best sedans ever to come out of Detroit. There were two cars that I just loved, the Malibu and the Ford Taurus before they quit making those. Two great cars that never got the accolades or attention that they deserved. So why don't we do this? Let's send them to Classic Chevrolet Buick GMC there in Cleburne.
Mm-hmm.
I've got good connections there, and let them drive a Malibu. The other thing I would tell you is, Rusty, talk to them about leasing. It works really well for people their age.
Okay.
And if you will direct them to my website, carprousa.com, I've got a senior citizen section. And one of the articles that are there is why senior citizens should lease. And it's really as much to do with you should something happen to them, God forbid, and trying to get out of a lease versus a purchase, unless they're paying cash. The lease works out real well for seniors. So take a look at that. There's a FAQ page there at carprousa.com. Now, my contact is Brian Carpenter at Classic Chevrolet Buick GMC. They're on Walter Holiday Drive. Great people, part of the Classic family of dealerships. And have them drop my name with Brian. He'll take good care of them.
Okay, now they actually live in Burleson. Is there one close to Burleson? Cleburne's pretty close, but is there, not that it matters, but...
Well, Grapevine might be closer.
No, I don't think so. I think Cleburne's going to be fun.
Okay.
So they don't drive a lot. I mean, the 2001 Cadillac they got's only got 111,000 miles on it.
Oh, my. Yeah, you're right. They don't drive a lot, which works good with the lease, too, by the way.
Okay.
They can do a low mileage, 10,000-mile-a-year lease and get a really low payment. Then should something happen, it gives you, if you're handling the estate, it gives you a lot more flexibility.
Okay. Great.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Cars are cars, and there's so many things to know about them.
Cars are cars all over the world.
And the hardest thing to find nowadays is straight talk and honest answers about everything cars. Unless, of course, you listen to the Car Pro Show.
It's the Car Pro Show. I'm Jerry Reynolds.
Cars are cars all over the world.
Call now to get Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, to help you.
Hi, Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, here to tell you about my friends at New Brakes Mobile Brake Repair. Don't waste your time and safety sitting around in a boring, cold waiting room. Instead, let a certified New Brakes Mobile Brake Tech come to you and fix your brakes at your home or office around your schedule. And most repairs are completed in less than an hour. New Brakes will not only save you time, they'll save you money. And they warranty all of their work for peace of mind. So if your brakes are squeaking, grinding, or just not working like they should, don't hesitate. Head to newbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.com. Request a quote. Choose your repair date, and they'll fix your brake problems in less than an hour. And be sure to mention to them that Jerry the Car Pro sent you for an additional 10% off your repair. Don't forget, it's New Brakes, spelled NUbrakes.com. NewBrakes.com. That's NewBrakes.com.
Audubon Fort Worth's new Fast Lane online store makes it so easy to find or build the next Porsche, BMW, Volvo, Land Rover, or Volkswagen 100% online. You get instant upfront pricing on all their in-stock and in-transit inventory, or your own custom-built configuration, and then you go forward however you're most comfortable. All you need to do to get started is to contact the CarPro specialist at the dealership of your choice through our website at carprousa.com. Then the GM or sales manager of that brand will be there to answer questions and provide assistance to you from the beginning to the end of the process when you take delivery of your new vehicle. Six iconic brands just across the Trinity. You'll find all the finest from across the pond at the intersection of luxury and integrity. ShopAutobahn.com.
Lexus vehicles are renowned for their innovative design and superior performance. And thanks to the online car buying experience at parkplace.com, it's never been easier to get your hands on one. Right now, you can browse all the popular models and find the Lexus that's perfect for you straight from the comfort of your couch. If you're looking to sell your car instead, Park Place has you covered with the We Buy Cars program. They're always looking to purchase used vehicles regardless of make, model, or condition. Just head to parkplace.com to start the process online and let the experts in excellence take the hassle out of selling your car. From getting a value estimate before coming into the dealership to receiving a complimentary ride home after drop-off, you'll enjoy an incredibly streamlined process. That's the level of detail that truly makes Park Place feel like your place. So whether you're looking to buy a new Lexus or sell off your current car, you can do it online with award-winning service from the experts in excellence at Park Place.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
It's Classic Truck Month at Classic Chevrolet Pre-Owned in Grapevine. The perfect time to upgrade to a classic pre-owned truck for less. They're the one dealer that has it all. Over 300 pre-owned trucks to choose from, all makes and models. Lifted, lowered, heavy-duty haulers, even certified trucks, and they're all priced to sell fast. Got a trade? Classic is buying all makes and models for top dollar above market value. You could drive home a classic pre-owned and possibly lower your payment. Get an instant cash offer with their online Easy Pass. Then get in touch with my buddy Bobby Richardson at Classic Chevy Pre-Owned. Make sure it's over at pre-owned and tell him the CarPro sent you. Even get free delivery to your door. Don't wait. These trucks are going fast right now during the Classic Truck Month at Classic Chevrolet Pre-Owned. Find new roads.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax. Enjoy the difference.
947. This is the CarPro Show. We're here every weekend, 9 to 11 on WBAP, except next week we're not going to be here. But we're going to be here on WBAP. We're going to be at the North Texas Auto Show at the K. Bailey Hutchison Center. First one in, well, they missed 2 years, so it's the first one in 3 years.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Let's give away a pair of tickets right now.
Good.
Here's the phone number, caller number three. Sean Chastain's going to talk to you. He's going to get your information, including an address where we can mail the tickets to you, and I'll get those out Monday. You should have them in plenty of time before if you're planning on going to the show on Thursday. Phone number 972-708-4308. Caller number 972-708-4308. And we're going to talk to Tony in Caseville, Michigan. Tony, welcome and thanks for holding.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I've got a 2019 F-350 and I just went on one of those websites that, you know, give you a price, like they got Vroom and CarMax and another one. But I was surprised how much money they had offered me. This is like 6 months ago. They offered me like $68,300, which I only paid like $71-something. I bought it on A-Plan.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, that's worth $3,000. I'll trade it in. And then so I ordered a truck, and it's going to get built next week finally, and so I just wondered, like, how low should I go on that price? Like, I mean, $68,000, I couldn't, you know, turn that down.
Well, but, if you checked it 6 months ago, how many miles have been put on it since then?
Not very many, okay? And then I did check it again, like, about 6 weeks ago, and the price went down, like, 5,000, went down to 63,000. So I don't know if it's going to keep going down or...
No, it's not. It's not. It's... I'd check it again at the time, but you really want to see what the dealer will give you for it.
He couldn't touch that price, you know. He actually told me that he sold cars on them websites because they give him more money than the salesman actually said he sold his daughter's car on that website.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. There's a lot of places being very competitive right now with buying vehicles online. We've got one at our website. CarProUSA.com, but Carvana, CarMax, Vroom, there's just a whole bunch of them out there that are paying top dollar. But here's what the market's doing. The new diesel trucks are getting harder and harder to get. The dealers,
okay.
I mean, the only way a dealer can get one right now is somebody like you that specifically orders something. And so they're not getting any inventory. And as long as it stays like that, that truck probably has come back up in the last 6 weeks. So
okay. No
need in checking it now. But when your truck gets close to being here within a week or so, then I'd check it again. And I'll bet it'll be back up there around that 68 figure, and it could be more.
Because the price actually went up on those F-350s. Ford increased their price, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I got the old price. I locked in at the old price. Because the new price is like 72-something A-plan for that truck, you know.
Yeah.
So it'd just be crazy not to
get it. All the automakers are raising prices right now. And there's so many people that have orders in for all different kinds of cars right now. And then they raise the price. And the dealer he has no control over that. His cost went up as well as the window sticker went up. I had a guy this week that was just irate about an Infiniti that he had on order. And from the time he ordered it to, you know, he hadn't even gotten it yet, and the price went up. And I said, look, there's nothing that Sewell, your dealer, can do about that. They're going to pay a higher price. You're going to pay a higher price. It's just the world we live in right now. So
they won't lock in?
No, most of them don't.
Because they locked in this price, you know. I mean, like when I ordered it, you know.
Yeah, Ford's being very proactive about ordering. They are really trying to move the needle there. Tony, we got to run, but I appreciate the phone call. 800-288-9227.
Discounts, rebates, you heard right. At Don Davis Nissan in Arlington, General Manager Jason Barling is actually discounting his new inventory below sticker. And sometimes his discount is added to a factory rebate, and you're talking about new Nissans for $2,000 or $3,000 below sticker. They've got about 75 new Nissans in stock right now, over 250 pre-owned cars and trucks of all brands to choose from. Contact General Manager Jason Barling through our website at CarProUSA.com, and you can do the deal over the phone via email, text, or go see him, I-20 just east of Collins in Arlington. That's Jason Barling at Don Davis Nissan, where there's a will, there's a way at Don Davis Nissan. I-20, just east of Collins in Arlington.
If you've never had a truly enjoyable car buying experience, you need to get to a 5-star Ford dealership where they don't play games and they don't waste your time. They've been taking care of Texans for over 42 years, and they'll take care of you at 5-star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, and Dallas, sampac.com.
We're taking care of business.
9:54, this is the Car Pro Show. Kevin McCarthy, you, and Jerry Reynolds, and Rich.
Rich, welcome.
Morning, Jerry. I have a question.
Sure.
My wife has back issues, and she has a QX50, one of the rear-wheel drive models.
Yeah.
Infiniti. Good car, got 30,000 miles on it. But she thinks she'd like something different. Now, we're most interested in the GV70, I believe, the Genesis.
Yes,
get in line.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. What we're wondering about, are all the dealers going to be represented at represented at the car show?
No, they're not, unfortunately.
A lot of times they don't show, you know.
Hyundai and Kia will be there, but Genesis will not be there. I guess they probably just didn't have enough cars. There's so much demand for Genesis right now. You know, they couldn't spare the cars to go to the show. So, no, it won't be there, but I could send you over to Freeman Hyundai to talk to Sandy Jimenez. She is a doll. Everybody loves her. And she can tell you what she's got coming in that y'all can look at once it gets here.
Yeah, we are on the list, but she was thinking maybe she wanted something a little higher.
Yeah.
And, you know, the car show sounds like a good place to go and, you know, sit in a bunch of different car seats. And
it is. It's a great place for that. No question about it. But if you're interested at all in Hyundai or Kia, they're there. Lexus is there. Nissan, Subaru, Toyota, Ford, Acura, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Mitsubishi, and Park Place has got some electric vehicles out there, including the new Mercedes-Benz EQS, which I'm going to spend some time in, because that car is just drop-dead gorgeous. Rich, I wish I could be more help to you.
Okay, well, thank you for all you do, Jerry.
All right, buddy, thank you.
What Mercedes is that? What does it look like? Does it look like a supercar, or does it look like...
It's hard to describe. Pull it up, you'll see. EQS, neat car. I did 5 interviews Wednesday about gas prices, Ukraine, everything. I was all over the place.
Were they condensed all into that story I put in the newsletter?
Not all of them, but most of them were, yeah. And what I'm telling people is don't panic trade right now just because you're shocked when you get to the gas pump. We talked about this in 2008, and you really, I know it hurts, but you got to look at the numbers. The difference between $3 a gallon and $4.50 a gallon for the average 15,000-mile-a-year driver that gets 25 miles to the gallon combined, it costs you an extra $75 a month for that $1.50 raise in gas.
That calculator, we've got to put that back up.
It is back up.
It is?
Yeah, it is in the newsletter.
Because
this
week, so many people, when we did that before, were surprised.
Let's if you're on hold, stick around, and we'll be back right after the news with Kimberly James.